如果说谁是人类思想史上最伟大的人，
If we were to name the greatest mind in human history，
这可能会有争论。
This may be controversial。
但要说对近代西方政治贡献最大的人，
However, when it comes to the person who has made the greatest contribution to modern Western politics，
那他排第二。
He ranked second。
肯定没人能排第一。
No one can be first。
他就是英国哲学家。
He is a British philosopher。
洛克。可以说
I can say。
洛克是当代西方所有国家的精神之父。
Locke is the spiritual father of all modern Western countries。
美国宪法和独立宣言就是洛克思想的集大成者。
The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence are the culmination of Locke's ideas.
洛克的政治思想起源于对个人权利的论证和演绎。
Locke's political thought originated from the argument and deduction of individual rights.
他认为
He believes that
人生而平等，生命权。
Life is equal, and all people have the right to life.
自由权和财产权是自然法赋予每个人的先天权利。
Liberty and property rights are natural rights granted to everyone by natural law.
神圣不可侵犯。
Sacred and inviolable.
尤其是财产权。
Especially property rights.
洛克认为
Locke believed that
财产不可公有
property is not public.
但在中国传统价值观里
in Chinese traditional values,
谁要说财产不可公有
who says property is not owned,
那简直是大逆不道
that's outrageous.
洛克要是生在中国
if Locke had been born in China,
就凭这句话是可以享受刨落酷刑的。
With this statement, one can enjoy the torture of being burned at the stake.
因为对于财产权
Because of the rights of property,
中国古代就遵循一个口号
In ancient China, a slogan was followed.
叫普天之下
Call out
莫非王土，率土之滨
Is it near the land of Wang Tu?
莫非王臣，就是说所有的财产包括人都是王的。
Could it be that Wang Shen is saying that all property, including people, belong to the king?
都是皇帝的。
All are the emperor's.
普通人不仅没有任何财产。
Ordinary people not only have no property.
连小命都不是自己的。
Even if it's not your own life.
中天教授曾经说过
Once, Professor Zhang Shen said,
中国封建王朝的历史兴衰
The historical decline of the Chinese feudal dynasty
本质上就是产权从来都没有明确过造成的皇帝呢
This essentially means that the emperor never had a clear ownership
哪天一个不高兴
One day when someone is angry,
说没收就没收，上行下效。
If you say you'll seize it, then seize it. Don't just say it and then do nothing.
最终逐年累月的土地兼并。
Ultimately, the gradual and cumulative land consolidation.
导致了社会矛盾的大爆发。
Caused a major outbreak of social conflicts.
但洛克却认为
However, Locke believed that
私有财产权和生命自由权一样重要。
Private property rights and the right to life are equally important.
自然物摆放在人类面前。
Natural objects placed in front of humans.
每个人都可以随意拿取。
Everyone can take it freely.
而通过劳动，自然物品就升华为神圣的私有财产。
Through labor, natural objects are transformed into sacred private property.
这是自然法赋予每个人的先天权利。
This is the natural right granted to each person by natural law.
在洛克看来，
According to Locke,
侵犯私有财产，
Violating private property,
不仅违背了自然法，
Not only violates natural law,
也违背了人性，
Also violated human nature,
更是把人与人之间的道德底线踩在了脚底。
It also trampled on the moral bottom line between people.
凭借对人权合法性的严密论证，
With a rigorous argument for the legitimacy of human rights,
洛克用一己之力，
Locke used his strength,
强力推动了西方政治从中世纪的蒙昧黑暗转向现代文明，个人自由。
Strongly promoted the development of Western politics from the medieval period of the Middle Ages to modern civilization, emphasizing individual freedom.
从哲学口号变成了社会现实。
From a philosophical slogan to a social reality.
洛克也被后世称为自由主义之父。
Locke is also known as the father of liberalism by posterity.
不管是后来的孟德斯鸠还是卢梭，
Whether it was Montesquieu later or Rousseau,
他们在政治上的观点都承继了洛克的思想。
Their political views all inherited Locke's ideas.
不同于中国的性善论，
Unlike the Chinese theory of innate goodness,
洛克坚持人性本恶。
Locke insisted that human nature is inherently evil.
他认为，
He believes that
政府就是为了约束人性之恶。
The government is to restrain human nature's evil.
保护人权。
Protect human rights.
由人们缔约而成的。政府存在的唯一目的就是保护公民的生命权。
The only purpose of a government that has turned into hell is to protect the citizens' right to life.
自由权和财产权不受侵犯。
Freedom and property rights shall not be violated.
除此之外，
In addition,
政府没有任何存在的理由。
The government has no reason to exist.
政府和公民就是保安和雇主的关系。
The government and citizens are in a relationship of employer and employee.
政府得为公民服务才行。
The government must serve the people.
可出来混总是要还的。
You can't get away with everything.
虽然政府可以惩罚人性之恶。
Although the government can punish human vices.
但要是政府本身作恶。
But if the government itself is corrupt,
屠龙者终成恶龙。
Loyal farmer,
这时该怎么办？
What should I do now?
洛克并不是光说不练的嘴把式。
Locke is not just a talkative person.
所以他又说了。
So he also said,
权力不可私有。
Power cannot be owned.
那就分权。
Let's divide the power.
他认为，
He believes that
政府权力不能全部集中在一个人或一个组织中。
Government power cannot be concentrated in one person or organization.
必须由不同的机构和组织来分散。
It must be distributed by different institutions and organizations.
政府权力限制权力的过度集中和一家独大。洛克给出了史无前例的实操方案。
Government power should be limited and monopolies should be avoided. Locke provided a groundbreaking practical solution.
三权分立就是把立法权。
The separation of powers is the division of legislative.
行政权和对外权分散开来。
Administrative power and external power are dispersed.
互不
complement
隶属，彼此约束和制衡。
Belonging to each other, mutually constrained and balanced.
让他们陷入牵绊和掣肘的漩涡。
entangle them in a web of deceit and manipulation.
而人民群众只负责作弊。
And the people only responsible for cheating.
上官渔翁得利。
The fisherman Shang Yuan made a profit.